right.
I'm in league with Warren Power.
Yeah.
You tagged me with that one.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah?
Yeah. And I paid you for it already.
I know you did. That's right there. There's my money.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Better spend that for the free
thing. I know. So,
yes, recovering the saucer
from the Raritan Bay would require a superb engineering role to in a week to find it.
Okay. That's no problem.
Okay.
So you rolled a
what? I actually got a 7.
Okay, so it doesn't take a week. It takes a day.
Okay.
All right. So Tank Lil has estimated that in about 9 months, the Warlord of Mars, the Kriegsfuhrer, the Warlord of Mars' fleet will, you know, arrive in their instantaneous transportation device. All right.
Why was that other ship attacking?
They sought to prevent me from bringing my message to warn the people of Earth.
Their ship?
It was indeed.
How do you tell each other ship from another one?
I fly ours, and the bad guys. In fact, they both are their ships. I stole it from them.
Okay.
Yes, I have escaped from.
You look similar.
I have escaped from the slave pens of Mars and made off with one of their ships. Okay.
You're looking at the video that you had your plane.
So you recovered the saucer in about a week. To build a lab that will be, you know, to build a lab and a shop, you know, an avionics shop that will enable you to build a rocket off this saucer you've recovered requires a legendary resources role to acquire all the stuff you need to stock this lab.
Legendary, huh?
Come on, and it'll take a month. All right, so you roll 4 plus your 4 resources.
8, yeah, that's legendary.
All right, so there's that.
That agent money was well spent.
It was.
To build a rocket will take a legendary engineering role in a few months' time.
All right. The legendary is plus 8.
Right. I get plus 1 for being a grease monkey.
That's right. You already had 6.
Right. And we'll say a few months is 3.
So legendary is what?
8.
So you already at 6. So you need to roll 2.
Yeah. But you want more because you want to step the time down too.
Right.
Well, we've got 9. We've got 8.
That's not 2. All right. You can always tag and spend a fate point to reroll, although it's minus one's not horrible.
Right. So I'm at 5 now?
Yeah.
Well, I can do it, Mr. Rich.
Yeah.
And,
Here, Matt, hang on. Don't cap yourself out.
Okay.
I can.
You got another one under your paper there, too.
Oh.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
If you want. Yeah, nobody should be all the way out. I think that might be a bad idea.
Well, you can always just get him to.
Just try to. Yeah, I mean, if you're out, you need to do something to make me give you one.
I didn't win Young Rocketeer America for nothing.
That's right. That's right. So you're now at what? 8?
9.
Okay, so that's a few months down to a month.
Excellent.
Rocket ship is built. All right.
How are we going to get to Mars?
Piloting to Mars is going to require...
What do you think? Going to fly us away?
No, he's a better pilot than
me. Yeah,
but has he ever flown in space? Does he know how to get to Mars?
He actually has flown in space.
It's a big red planet. We're just going to go straight north. Hang a left. I'll get directions to the gas station.
Flying to Mars is a legendary piloting role, and it will take a few months.
Okay. Obviously, we'll be. I can almost guarantee we're going to.
But you're starting off at 5, so you need 3.
So he's got two.
Two.
So he's one short of the legendary.
That's right.
Yeah, seven.
Okay,
but you are a natural pilot. Or you can just take longer. I mean, a legendary gets you there in a few months. A seven would get you there in a season, like 4 months.
Yeah, if you spend that, though, you're... What are you at? You're at...
They'd be at
nine. Seven? To be at nine, you can get us there in a month.
Yeah, you'd be there in a month.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
Tagging, natural pilot. Even in space, I can fly. All right. So
nice. 3 months, we're in Mars.
actually, guys, you may hate me, but I think I have to inject a little here. I'm feeling a little low for...
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Crashing a planet with defense. We'll be all right. As long as you don't have any Futurian interference. Because I hate Futurians.
Oh, the Futurians.
Just keep your head down.
Yes,
Jack, you'll be fine.
All right.
Especially their beautiful and deadly agents, Sophia Hagios.
All right. We'll see if Sophia shows up.
We also have a small problem that we may have overshot Mars.
You want to overshoot Mars?
We might have overshot Mars just a little bit.
Okay. All right. Too much
juice? Yeah, I missed.
You're always giving everything too much power.
All right. So what happens? So what happens when you overshoot Mars? Where do you go? You know what? Okay, here's what happens. You don't overshoot Mars.
You crash.
But you fly over the flying city of Verdun, of New Verdun, of Neu-Verdun. And as Tank Little saying, land there in the landing bay, you shoot on by it. And land somewhere.
Are you looking for the Mars?
Somewhere on the planet.
Okay.
And in fact, you land in the midst of a green Martian raiding party.
Those are the big forearm guys.
The big forearm guys.
You ever read Edgar Rice Burroughs?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. First off, nobody get out.
All right. Well, okay, so you've landed your rocket plane in the midst of a green Martian raiding party.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
All right.
That's a lot of green Martians.
A lot of green Martians. But remember, they're just minions. All right. So the green Martians, they start banging on your ship to have you come out. And for some reason, they speak English. Yeah. Or no, actually they don't. But yeah, you know what?
I go probably doing late.
Yeah, they do speak. They speak, you know what they're speaking? They're speaking an Earth language, and you know what it is? I want to see who's got,
Dude, I have no idea. I'm a little deaf.
Yeah. Okay, so you can't hear them. And,
what are they saying?
And they're, you're a war hero, you know they're speaking German.
Speaking German?
And, and they're saying, you know, in the name of the Kriegsführer, come out, come out. And they're banging on the...
What are they saying?
They're saying in the name of the warlord, we need to come out. But they're speaking German.
Oh, so there I was amidst a bunch of kraut green Martians.
Yeah.
So there I was.
Yeah, I'm going to give you one for being a little deaf, though.
All right.
So, So here's what they're going to do, is they're going to, they're battering the door, okay? It's a mic test to open the door. You know, they're pulling at the door, and you guys are going to have to keep them from getting in.
Okay.
Or rig something, or whatever.
Or do something.
Well, this I was actually going to have something bad.
Okay, that's good too.
Goddard got on base, got on our facility at some point and like sabotaged the ship, so we can't actually keep the door from opening.
I'll tell you what, Goddard sabotaged the ship so it can't take off.
From here.
Yeah, that would be better. Okay. Yeah.
So he gets one for the Goddard?
Yeah, yeah. Thank that Goldberg Goddard. All right.
Okay, so I guess we're going to be negotiating with the green Martians.
So the Martians are going to they're going to try to bang the door in, and they'll either succeed unless you guys can stop them.
You're the big...
Or maybe you don't want to stop them. Maybe you want to get outside because you got to get outside anyway.
Actually, how about we just let them in one at a time and punch them thoroughly? Maybe too much time.
I'm against that idea. As I'm not a fighting type of person tonight.
All right. All right, well, they're going to try to break open the door. It's a mic test, and unless you do something, they're going to succeed.
I try to hold the door closed.
Okay, so that's mic versus mic. So their mic is 5. They roll a... Mic? If you don't have it, you have it at 0. They roll a 5.
Right. This has got to go back. 1.
Can I help him with my athletics?
You can help him by tagging fate and adding aspects.
Okay.
Like, you tried out for varsity, you're an athletic kind of guy.
Right.
Something like that.
I'm not going to help.
Okay. So, which is fine. So the door is ripped off its hinges, and the Martians point their spears at you and say, come out, come out.
Oh, you keep your head down,
come
down.
Out.
Or, come and see this, come and see this.
No idea what you're saying.
Oh, you want me to come out? Do we want to come out, boss?
Yeah, let's show these Martians what's what.
Okay.
I'm going to pull out my revolver.
Okay. All right. So you come out.
One fist, each fist cock.
It is a fight. Okay. It doesn't mean it's a physical fight. I mean, just it's a conflict. All right. And the Martians, they look at you and they say, okay, basically,
how would I use leadership?
You would use leadership against their resolve to order them to do something.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfect. Let me just organize them a little bit better. How many did I write? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16. Perfect. All right. There's 4 in effect on each of you for the purposes of the fight. And that gives them each of them is worth 2, okay? Each of them is I think that's a fair minion. Yeah, each of them is a fair minion. Which means 2 hits to each of them takes them out. All right? So we'll just go around the table. You're trying to use leadership to order them to do whatever.
Yeah, so order them to stop being so hostile and escort us to the site.
You will come as our prisoners to the arena.
I'm afraid not, my good friend.
All right, so they roll a 2, plus 1 because of their numbers, so 3.
They have a 6.
Okay, so 6 to 3 is 3 difference?
Yeah.
So you eliminate 1, that takes 2 of his...
Right.
And then plus the 3rd, all right? So one guy, he's kind of out of the fight. What do?
I try to convince him we're not here at hospital.
Okay, that sounds like rapport.
Rapport, yeah.
All right? So you roll your rapport, they roll the resolve, which is 2, 3,
you get, 5. Superb. 5.
2, 0, 0. So they roll a 1.
And a 5.
Okay, so that takes out 2.
So, you know, they just stopped fighting. They're convinced not to mess with
They're convinced not to mess with it. Exactly. What do you do?
Fists.
Okay, sounds good. Damn, that fists are worse than yours. So 2 plus 1 is 3, minus 3 is 0.
I'm at minus 1.
You're at minus 1?
Yeah, I got a plus 2 for fists.
Okay, so they're at 0, you're at minus 1.
I can't let him walk up on my little brother.
That sounds good. You're a big brother. So now you're at 1.
Okay.
Is there a 0?
Yeah.
So which one were you?
I tried out for varsity.
He's the guy.
There's a lot of bang behind my punch.
So that's 3 now.
So that's 3. So that's...
So you knock one out. You punch another one in the jaw.
And they have glass jaws, apparently. All right. And now it's Jack.
All right.
Little fisticuffs.
We're going straight, and I'm going to convince them that they're unconscious and should be here.
You're
with my fists.
Oh, okay. All right. You had me there for a second.
Yes, I am.
All right. They roll a 3. I mean, they roll a 2. 3, 4, 5. They roll a 5.
Okay. Fists. Great. Plus 4.
Plus 2 is 6.
2 is 6. I am outnumbered. I'm a brawler. So then 7.
Defense.
Oh. Okay. Oops, sorry.
So you did 1 better.
1 to
I guess this is you, right?
Yep.
All right.
And
so there's half of one and three.
Well, there I was.
Yeah, yeah.
But four-armed green Martian guys. That'll take us up to one and one. And that'll
okay,
cut
and that takes off this one. All right, so that one's eliminated. All right, now they go. It's they roll 2 plus 1 for their numbers. Okay, so 2 plus 1 is 3 on Jack. I mean on Snap.
Okay,
you roll your defend. You defend to get with athletics, or you can defend with fists. That's how well you fight.
I'll defend with athletics.
Okay, so they roll a 3.
And I roll a 3.
Okay, so 3 against 3 does nothing. Your defense is successful. It's 3. They're at +1 against Jack against Rex, and they roll a 1.
So you got a 1 on me?
You got a 1 on you.
And I'm at a -1.
Okay.
Let's see what I can do. I'm a warrior. I can take a punch.
Yes, okay.
So that put me up at 1.
Okay, and they rolled a 1 as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so nothing done. So attack on Jack.
Okay.
2 plus 1 is 2 plus 1 is 3.
Okay, so I've got net of 0. My fists. That's 4 plus 1 for brawl.
That's right. Yep.
Okay, 5.
So what did I say? 3? So you rolled, so you're good. So they don't hit you. And finally, Leslie, 2 plus 1 is 2, 3, 4, 5.
That would be 3. Using athletics, right?
Yep. So 5 against whatever you roll.
I'm doing my part in the fight.
Okay. Now if you take a hit, you just start marking off stress boxes, okay? So you don't necessarily, one hit won't take you out. All right, so now it's your turn, Rex.
Do my leadership again. This time I got epic 7.
Okay, they got a 0 actually. So
after they punch me, one of them will punch me, and I'm gonna say, "You all drop your weapons right now."
Okay. By the fact that you haven't been hurt,
right?
You know, you're not dead by their attacks. Different was 6, right?
I'm the next guy over.
Oh, that's. 1, 2, 3 are out, and have you taken out one before?
Yeah,
that's all 4 gone. All right, so all 4. So one's intimidated. So they're all intimidated.
Yeah,
they're all intimidated. Okay, they're all out of the fight.
Nice.
Leslie.
I'm still trying to convince them that I'm not here to harm them or come in peace, okay. Even if they are attacking me.
They roll a 3.
I get a 2. I only got a 2.
Okay, that's fine. Snap. All right, I'm punching again. And they roll a 0.
Ouch. I roll a -1.
Again, wow. They're at 0. So either your attack does nothing or you can spend fate.
My attack does nothing.
Now,
yeah.
The other thing you can do is you can use things like academics or knowledge or engineering or any really skill to try a maneuver to create an aspect on the scene. And if you create aspects, you can tag that aspect for free. And if you create multiple aspects, you can tag multiple aspects for free.
Can you tag all the minions with one aspect?
Yes. What's that?
Can you tag all the minions with one aspect?
Well, the first time that aspect is tagged, it's free. But yes, you can tag all the minions with the same aspect. So like, let's say, you know, you create a dust storm. The first time it's tagged, that person tags it for free, and subsequent, you know, we would write it on the paper, dust storm. Subsequent people could tag it; they would just have to spend a fate point. So it doesn't help you if it's already been tagged. But if you create an aspect, it either helps you the next time it's tagged, or it helps the next person who tags it because he can tag it for free. All right, so you're up.
Okay.
Yes.
More punching.
They roll 5.
Ooh, I roll a 2. I'll just choose to have nothing happen.
Okay, all right, so now their attacks. Attack on Leslie, 2 against 1. So it's 2 plus 1. 2, 3, 4.
That's what I got.
Okay, so nothing done. Attack on Jack. 2, 2. Three, rather. Three.
Ow!
I'm at 1. Plus 1. Gives me a
total
2. I think I might just take the punch.
Okay, so if you take a hit, you take a 1 stress rate, you mark off the 1 box.
Oh, okay.
Alright, and then and now it's your turn.
I've intimidated all the ones in front of me. Now,
oh, right, right.
I'm going to order them to tell their friends to back off as well.
Okay.
So we'll see how many more I can take out.
Okay. So one.
Three.
Total of 3?
Yeah.
So that's a difference of 2, which would take out 1 more. Either you could pick one, whoever they're fighting.
Can I put an aspect on them too, or do I need?
You can do one or the other. And
I'll do one.
Yeah.
I'll put an aspect on all the.
On all of them. Yep.
Yeah. But they're cowed.
Cowed. All right. So these guys are a little bit intimidated. They're cowed. So the first person who tags it for free.
And it gives you a +2.
And it gives you a +2. If you would have multiple of these, you could tag multiple of them.
Right.
Okay. All right. And all you do is you, instead of attacking them, you use a maneuver. It's called using a maneuver to try to create an aspect. So like you could throw dirt in their face to try to create the aspect blinded. And then I would say, okay, well that's your athletics throwing dirt. Against their athletics or something like that. And if you succeed, all you need is a 1. You know, all you need is 1 greater than the difficulty.
Then you tag them with an aspect, and then once you've got like 3 or 4 or 5 aspects on there, one of us can take their next action, tag all those aspects at once, and just like wipe them all out.
Right.
Okay, I think I got it.
That.
So that's a way that you can.
So like Leslie, yeah. you could you know, you could bat your baby blues, you know, and try to distract them or seduce them or something like that, and that would give them the aspect of distracting.
All right. Well, I hold up my medical bag with crossbow. I'm a doctor. I keep telling you, I'm not here to hurt you.
So you're trying to distract him or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, this is pretty well. I've been telling him I'm not here.
Right. And now the difference is if you're attacking them, whether with verbally or with fists, it's an attack on them, and you know they get to defend against it. If you're using a maneuver to create an aspect, they still get to defend against it, but usually you can pick something that they don't defend well against. Okay? And then all you need to do is do 1 better, and they get that aspect. So, I know I'm making this more complicated. You're trying to distract them. So go ahead and roll your rapport.
5.
And remember your stunts, okay? You can use your science.
I am a doctor.
Okay.
And I have my medical bag.
But look at your medical, your personal gadget, medical bag.
Right.
I think it says use science as weapons, right?
Yeah.
Use science for weapons, once for events.
So,
or report, actually.
Use science for report.
Use science for report.
So that would bump you up 1.
I have to pay additional for that. Oh, for additional uses.
Yeah, so you can always do all okay. You can do each of those for free once, and then additional uses cost.
Alright, so I'll use it for my report this time, so that'll give me a total of 6.
Okay, so now it's 6. They're defense of 2.
I ain't showing my bag.
It's horrible. So there's 0. Yeah.
So you can take 3 of them out.
So you take 3 of them out. Well, you take the 2 in front of you out, and the other 2 are wasted. But you take 2 out. Okay. So they see the big red cross, and for some reason that means something to them. Okay. And they no longer attack you.
They know they're attacking a doctor.
So how many have you got left on you?
There's.
I've got 2.
2 on Jack.
No, I've got 2.5, right?
2.5. And I think 2 on Snap and 2 on Jack. 2.5 on Snap and 2.5 on Jack.
Yes, 3.
I'm
going to
punch
something. Get them off.
They roll a 1. I roll a 3. Okay? So that takes out 1.
You're up. How many has he got left on?
He's got 1.5.
I've got 2. One of them's half down. So.
All right.
Do these guys look like they have a particularly high endurance?
Well, what you've noticed is that here on Mars, your Earth, your upbringing in the higher density and gravity of Earth means that you probably have more endurance than they do.
Okay, then I'm going to use my endurance to make a maneuver.
Okay.
I'm going to dance around and let them tire themselves out.
Okay. All right. So they'll resist with their endurance, which is just going to be one.
Well, that's...
So they're roll zero.
Oh, okay. It's not that close. I'm at three.
Okay, so they're tired.
Okay, so they now have the tired and cowed.
They have the tired and cowed aspect. Yep. And now it's their turn. Leslie's good. Rex is good. So it's two on you.
I can still try and tag him with another aspect.
Yes, but it's their turn, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just...
You're just not getting attacked.
Yeah.
You're just not getting attacked. So it's one against you.
Five.
Okay, so you actually gain spin,
okay,
which is a plus one on the next roll. A plus one or minus one on the next roll.
Because they did so poorly against you.
Okay, because they did so poorly against you. And you define how your defense helps the next roll. All
right.
Which is an attack on Jack. Attack on Jack is a three.
Okay.
A four. Sorry, four.
Defending with fists. That's a four. Plus two is six, plus one for the roll is seven.
Okay, so it's four against seven. You can make it four against eight. It doesn't actually make a difference.
Right.
Because you also now get spin.
I'm going to...
It's kind of like a spin transfer. Yes.
I'm going to activate Mix It Up.
Yep.
So I can use this spin on my next attack.
Okay, so you've got plus one on your next attack.
Okay.
Now it's your up.
I'll try and put another aspect on.
Okay.
Like I use my leadership again.
Okay.
I got a four.
They've got a three.
Okay, which is good enough.
That's good enough.
I'm going to put demoralized.
Demoralized. Cowed, demoralized, and tired. These guys are going to start running away.
Well, anybody could get a plus six on their next one if they want to tag all of us. So.
Leslie's up. But you've gotten rid of all yours. You can try to do the same thing. Put an aspect on them. Or you can wait it out, or you can...
I'll wait it out.
Okay.
All right. I'm fists.
Okay. No, he doesn't get the next roll, not his next roll.
Yeah, but I thought he had
one. Yeah, but his spin is plus one to the next roll. Yeah.
He can get his spin on defense.
Because he has a stunt that allows him to do that.
Sorry. So I'm at three. That takes them all out without me. So I could actually invoke, you know what? They're so demoralized and tired that I'm able to take out Jax as well.
That sounds good. That sounds perfect. Okay. All right.
Perfect.
So they...
That's what I was doing. I had my tag so you could take them all out.
So half of them are, you know, half of them have been convinced they're unconscious, and then the other half are we cannot believe how strong and powerful you are. We should have known. You look just like the same race as the Kriegsführer.
The Kriegsführer.
So,
this Kriegsführer looks like us.
He is a pasty, small white person as you are.
Watch your mouth.
And so you're done with these guys.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Now I assume you want to get to the...
Let's get this city fixed.
To the city.
Well, you know what? We can fix it on our way out. Let's get to the city.
Okay.
Actually, I had a thought.
Yes?
I don't know how well this will work. I'm a barnstormer. I can fit my ship in tight places. I don't need a landing bay. I think I can drop right
so
on
if
top
you
of
can that. Fix this, we
can
drop
right
in?
Right on top of the palace, I think.
All right, so let's get it fixed up so that
so
we can do
that. So, fixing it. Okay, Goddard's engineering was five, and he rolled a six to damage it. So you need to beat a six.
I got a six.
Okay.
So I need to tag an aspect to...
Right.
This one I can help you on.
Wait, plus one engineering involving a vehicle?
There you go.
Done.
Done. Okay, so it's fixed.
That was easy. Oh, yeah, I just got to do this.
It's not meant to be hard. All right, so flying back over the flying city of New Verdun.
Yep.
Tangle kind of point. You see that it's, you know, a flying city with towers, and he tells you there's that, there's the landing bay, there's the bazaar. That's the center where the warlord hangs out.
Can you land us right on the chamber of the warlord?
No, you can't land there. That's impossible. It'll take a pilot of incredible skill to do that.
That's why we've got the Jack Redstone.
Did he say incredible? Did he say superb?
He said incredible.
That's
not on there.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we would make legends of a pilot of that skill. All right.
Sounds like legendary.
But now you have the stunt, right?
I do have the Barnstormer stunt. Yes.
Which is easily plane into tight spaces. Yeah.
You got a rocket plane.
So if you want to land on the Chamber of the World, you can do that.
Hail Mary, full of grace. More grace than that. Okay, I'm down at 4. I'm going to be invoking legendary pilot.
I can see it crashing into the warlord's chamber.
Yeah, that works too. 6.
Yeah, that works too.
I don't think he's going to make it.
It'll be a surprise one way or the other.
I think we're not going to make it.
We're at 6. Can somebody tag me up?
I'll make a few more adjustments.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right. I'm like the Scotty. Just a second.
We need more power.
Doesn't have the power.
All right.
That's right. You already used your gadgets
for
the attraction, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So no new gadgets for now.
Well,
we could have brought the attraction ray with us, but.
No, I gotta say, I'm impressed by just how used your book actually looks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good. It's
all right. So you succeeded? Okay, so you have landed on the Chamber of the Warlord. You're still outside, though, so how'd you get in? It would be,
Let's see. This is the original plane we did, right?
This is our rocket, yes.
Did you put guns on the rocket?
Yeah, it had rockets.
We had lasers on the rocket.
That's right, this is your...
Right, okay, we'll be making a new door.
Okay, all right. So making a new door is a fantastic engineering role.
No, I meant with the lasers.
You're just breaking it in, huh? All right.
That'll be a gun roll.
So, fantastic gun roll, but you can modify it by engineering.
Actually, I'm going to shoot it with flying ace.
Okay, but you're not flying.
You're not flying, we planted.
But you're not flying, you're landing.
Oh, okay.
You already landed, actually. You just shoot the door.
Yep.
Gotcha. So, who's got a better guns than average?
I could probably just make a new door.
I'll shoot the guns. I got a fair.
There you go.
Why don't we just try to sneak in?
I don't know, that's going to take some work, though.
We could have tried that at one point, but then we landed a large, shiny flying saucer on them.
We're really the sneaky
guns.
Yeah. You're not the sneaky guy.
Especially not that. We just made a powered landing in front of the Warlord's Palace. Sorry, I think he noticed us.
That's right. In fact, you hear klaxons. You hear sirens.
Look, I said I could get it. I didn't say I could get it so quiet.
Hey, we're the ones who told you to land on the Chamber of the Warlord, aren't we?
That's good enough. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Somebody get these doors blown in.
Okay, I'll take a shot at it. What did you say it was?
What did I say it was? I said it was fantastic.
Did he ask? If I get all pluses on my dice.
But you can modify with engineering to know the right way to attack.
So how would I? How would
if
that
your engineering
work?
Is higher than your guns?
No, they're the same.
I can use science.
Or science. Science.
He can use science. Yeah, your what? Science. Yeah, shoot with your science. Shoot them with your science.
You shoot with your guns, but you can modify it with your science.
No, he can actually use science for weapons.
Science for weapons.
Oh, weapons is hand to hand.
Use science for weapons. Weapons aren't guns.
Right, guns is another skill.
Okay.
But you could use engineering.
Right, I can use engineering.
Yeah, that's, you're the one to do it, then. Yeah.
I don't need to use the guns, right?
Right. You're not using the guns. You're making your own.
You're saying, listen, if we just aim the guns right at that weak spot right there, they'll break right in.
Yeah. Although, I need you to do better than that. I'm at plus three. I would need somebody. I would need some tags.
I'm kind of low.
Okay.
Me too. I got a little chip left here.
Well, let me see what I got here.
All right. Okay. Everyone, what we'll do at this point, we'll do a refresh. All right. Upon landing on the warlord's chamber, you refresh, which means your fate points go up to five.
Okay.
So if you don't have five, you go up to five.
I need two.
I need four. I'm not stingy.
I'm generally not either. I happen to.
Okay. No, you guys have been doing good, and I haven't been compelling you enough, but.
That's okay.
But,
no, it's been fine.
You've been.
Yeah.
It's that darn overshoot. If you hadn't overshot, we'd be okay. All right.
Here, you
so,
need you need to power up.
So go ahead and make your.
Yeah, I can. Do it now.
I'm just drawing.
Warlord lives in a soccer ball.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. So, did you make the goal?
No, not yet. But he's running all around the ship as usual, making a few more adjustments.
Yep.
And then because it's not gonna work. Of course. And he pulls out just. Like,
we just need a little more.
Just a Phillips head screwdriver.
Just the right tool.
Jams it right into like a certain spot, and the lasers fire just right to make a nice door.
Okay, doesn't matter where you open it. So we'll say you open it your own door. So I think that the warlord's chamber looks like a real 1950s science fiction headquarters.
From Star Trek.
Something from Star Trek. Yeah.
The original series.
From the Voyager holodeck things where they would go, I don't know if you recall, they'd go to the black and white, it doesn't matter, you're not ringing any bells. But anyway, so it's,
No, I know what you're talking about.
So each scene needs aspects. I think the aspects are lots of equipment, okay, so there's lots of stuff in this room, and it's luxurious. Okay, that means it's got lots of carpets and it's got tarps on the
walls
and stuff like that, and lights aplenty. That may mean something, may not. All right.
So how do these work? Can we tag these aspects?
You can tag
these.
You still have to spend a fate point. Okay. But you can also use, just like you put aspects on the Green Martians, you can say things like, well, there's a water fountain here, okay, and that would be either a science roll or maybe a, something like that, and because if you need water, all right? So we'll say that those are the aspects for now. In this chamber, there is a woman, obviously human, blonde and beautiful.
Uh-oh.
There is a...
That's a problem for you, man.
There's a guy, he's clearly a... he is a red Martian.